Okay, so Siddha, number 98. Well, Anna Siddhi is what we want. Number 98 is Siddhi. Siddhihi. Siddhihi, you know, like Siddha is a past passive participle for the previous one, 97. That's a PPP for 97. That which has been accomplished, right? Whereas Siddhi is the accomplishment. Siddhihi. So it's actually a feminine noun. Siddhihi. Accomplishment, success. Accomplishment is good. So here it says, Sarva Vastushu Sanvid Rupatvat Niratishaya Rupatvat Va Siddhihi. So Sarva Vastushu, in all Vastus. So remember that a Vastu is a thing. So anything in all Vastus, in all things, Samvit Rupatvat, because of being of the nature of Samvit. Samvit means consciousness. So because of being the consciousness, the conscious being which is there in all things, Sarva Vastushu Samvit Rupatvat Niratishaya Rupatvat Va, or because of being that which is the most exalted, that which can never be surpassed, right? Also, often when we say Niratishaya, it's Niratishaya Ananda, means the highest accomplishment. There is no greater accomplishment. And in the next sentence, it's like, and there is no other real accomplishment anyway. So because of being the most exalted or the highest accomplishment, the highest Siddhi, because of being the most exalted. But then he says, Swargadi nam vinashitvat apalitvam. So if you say the satchit, the samvit, is there is nothing more than that, nothing higher than that. First of all, it is there as the very being of every vastu. In every vastu, in everything, in every experience that you have, that samvit is always there. So because of being of the in the nature of samvit or satchit, in every vastu, okay, it is siddhihi, it is always accomplished. There's no time involved. It is accomplished, period. There's no accomplishing. It itself is an accomplishment in and of itself, right? There's no becoming for it. So, and because there is nothing more than that, nothing more exalted, nothing higher, niratishaya, nothing can surpass that. Then to add on, well, why can't anything surpass it? What about Swargaloka, right? So he says, for Swarga, etc., means these heaven worlds that are exalted. Swarga is the most exalted of the heaven worlds. So for Swarga, etc., so the different like Indraloka and these various lokas, so for the Swargaloka, etc., vinashitvat, because of being is destructible, because they can be destroyed, they're perishable, they're continually changing. You go to Swarga and you come back, and Swarga itself is something that comes into manifestation and goes into unmanifest condition, and it has the quality of temporariness in terms of the jiva. You go to Swarga, you could stay for 1,000,000 years, but that last day, it becomes very, very finite, right? You come back from it. So he says, Swargadi nam apalatvam, because of the apalatvam for Swarga. Pala means, apala is an accomplishment, right? The pala, like karma pala, what is the fruit? What is the fruit of the karma? What is the siddhi? What is the accomplishment of that karma? Here you have to say apalatvam, because of it being apala, having no real fruit for Swarga, etc., because they're vinashi, right? They're subject to change, subject to destruction. And so anything that you consider an accomplishment is only a temporary accomplishment. Therefore, it's not a real accomplishment because it very soon goes into non-existence. And so we don't consider that from the standpoint of Brahman. We don't consider that a real accomplishment in its temporariness. See what I mean? Because it's going along with the genitive. here, the state of being Apala, the state of being Apala for Swarga, etc. So it's just a common construction. You could translate it into the nominative and saying, because, you know, Swarga in these heaven worlds are not a real siddhi. They're not really a siddhi. They're not really accomplished because it's something that is achieved. And being achieved, it's bound by time and will go out. It'll go into non-existence. It'll be subject to vinasha. The only thing that is in its own right a siddhi is that which doesn't come into being and go out of being. It is ever accomplished. And in all... Right, because timeless, free of time. And so every vastu, like every vastu, anything that we achieve, any object in the creation, has for its nature samvit. Samvit means consciousness, conscious being. And that conscious being doesn't come into being or go out of being. It is siddhi. It is ever an accomplishment in and of itself, in its own right. It doesn't... Yes, heaven is time-bound. All vastus, all things are time-bound.
Sometimes you hear people having siddhis, right?
Yeah, this is different. That's different. When we're talking about siddhis, in that sense, we're talking about becoming big, becoming small, clairvoyant. There are certain yogic siddhis, yogic accomplishments. Yeah. This is taking siddhi to a different level. Same meaning as accomplishment. But say if we're talking about siddhis, they're talking about the yoga siddhis, those things that can be accomplished through tapas and yoga. Yeah. So the yoga siddhis, then you're talking about something else. The people, but it's become like a English word, because it's the word siddhis is a known word, but it's only known in terms of yoga siddhis, right? It's not known for what it actually means as a simple accomplishment. So if you say, really, that Brahman, Vishnu, gets the nama siddhihi, means the one who is the accomplishment itself. And that accomplishment is there, abiding as the very being of all vastus. As the very, all the vastus are mitya. So you don't accomplish mitya, right? Mitya is something that comes and goes. So we're just going and taking it to a different level. It is the accomplish. If you say never accomplish, once you say never, depends on how you use the language. If you say accomplish through time, then it's mitya. Mitya has no independent being, and anything that's mitya is bound by time. So what type of accomplishment is there? What's a mitya accomplishment? It's an accomplishment which really is temporal, and it comes to an end. But Vishnu is ever accomplished. His accomplishment is timeless. His very nature is that, right? So.
Is samvit a commonly used word?
Mm-hmm. That is. Not as common as chaitana or chit, but it's common. You see what this is? Are you okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody okay? Okay. Let's do the next one. Sarvadihi. Sarvabhutanam. Adi karanatvat. Sarvadihi. Sarvabhutanam. Genitive plural for all beings. Sarvabhuta. For all beings. It can be also for all beings. For everything that has come into being. So the Sarvabhutas can also be like the Mahabhutas, all of the elements. So everything, you can say for all beings or for everything that has come into being. The beginning, the Sarvabhutanam Adikaranatvat. Because of being the Adikarana, the first cause, for all beings, for everything that has come into being, the Sarvabhutas, everything that has come into being, this is the Adikarana. Because of being the Adikarana, the first cause of everything that has come into being. So Brahman is the first cause. It's the first cause, it's the last one. The first cause is itself free from time. Right? If you get to the first cause, there's nothing before that. So the first cause is changeless. Right? Otherwise, it's anadi. It has no beginning. You know. But when you say first cause, then the first cause has got to be Brahman, because there's nothing before it. So Brahman is ajaha, unborn, nityaha, time free of time. All of these words apply to Brahman. So when you say sarvadihi, the one who is the first cause of all beings. So sarvabhutanam adikaranatvat sarvadihi. Vishnu is called sarvadihi because of being the first cause of all that has come into being. Sanskrit clear? Achyutaha. Swarupa samarityat na chutaha na chavate na chavishate te edrasandi iti achutaha. Okay. Swarupa samarityat. Because of being the samaritya, the capacity, the very capacity of his nature, swarupa, of his own being, na chutaha. He does not, there is no deviation. Chutaha means to, if something is one way, then to deviate from it, to change from it, to go away from it, is chutaha. So chutaha, he puts in achuta. So chutaha means to deviate, to move away from. Na chavate is in from chuta. Na chavate is in the present tense. So he does not deviate. He never deviates. Na chavishate, future. Okay, chavishate, and will never deviate. Iti achutaha. Achutaha means the one who can deviate. But how can he deviate when everything is him? Brahman itself is timeless, so there can be no deviation because there's no change. And everything else that exists is his own capacity, is his own being. So there can be no deviation when there's nothing outside of you. So whatever is taking place in the creation is Ishwara. It's not a deviation from Ishwara. It is Ishwara. You know. And so from the standpoint of Brahman, there's no change at all. There can be no deviation in terms of time for Brahman, but there can be no deviation from the Ishwaratvam of Vishnu for Vishnu, because there is nothing that isn't Vishnu. So how can there be deviation? Everything exists within Vishnu, within the laws of Vishnu, within the order of Vishnu. So you can't get outside of that for it to deviate away from Vishnu. So if you know Vishnu has deviated away from himself, there is no outside. So that which was free from deviation, which is so beautiful, because then if you as you get that, it is all Ishwara. So whatever is going on right now is Ishwara. The Jiva Srishti also is ordained by Ishwara, but it's the Jiva's imagination. What Ishwara has on a total, what we call Sameshti, the Sameshti Upadi. The Sameshti means the total Upadi. So that means sarvagnyatvam, all knowledge, sarva shaktimatvam, all power, all capacity, sarva everything. Any type of capacity for Ishwara is sarva, for you is alpa. So the vyashti upadi, the individual upadi, has alpa samarityams, limited capacities of Ishwara's absolute capacity. So Ishwara can create the entire manifest creation. It's infinite. Whereas you can dream and imagine. Same Maya. But for you, it's limited. For Ishwara, it's infinite. The whole Maya. Of Ishwara's whole Maya, you get this little tiny piece. And your ability to create manifest well, for instance, in dream, in projection, in imagination, you also create a world, you know, but that world is what we call Jiva Srishti. Jiva Srishti takes place within the laws of Ishwar Srishti. The jiva can do a lot, but it can't go outside of the laws of Ishwar Srishti because the jiva is part of Ishwar Srishti, but you have limited capacity, which you call opa, right? Opa gnyaha, opa shakti mattvam, opa everything, okay? And Ishwara is sarva, everything, whatever capacity, but you exist as you are part and parcel of Ishwara. So it's so, nothing is outside of Ishwara, nothing that happens is outside of Ishwara, but for you as a jiva who wants moksha, who wants to have antakarana shuddhi, who wants to have shanti in the mind, a resolved mind, one of the most wonderful things that you can do is to be able to recognize your own jiva srishti. That is happening within Ishwara srishti. The jiva srishti you can do consciously. You can consciously imagine, you know. You can consciously use your imaginal faculties, your creative faculties. Then you are present to Ishwara srishti using the faculties that Bhagavan gave you to create. That's beautiful. Then you can stop using them, you can use them, but you're in Ishwara srishti, consciously engaged in Ishwara srishti. The jiva srishti, though, also that faculty of the manas, the creative faculty of the manas, has the capacity to run on its own. Just thought flow, to run on its own and to capture you as though a little jiva, you know, a little imaginal jiva within that manas thought flow, that imaginal thought flow where you're either imagining into the future or you're fretting about the past. And there's a world that is taking place because of your imaginal faculties, right? And you find yourself engaged in that. And just like in a dream, how in a dream there's an emotional life in the dream, right? Because the emotions are part included in that imaginal faculty, in the manas. And so in your projections into the future, there's also emotions involved in the imagination that has captured you. It's like a waking dream. It's a daydream. A daydream often includes you in it, right? Just like a dream includes you in it, a daydream includes you in it. And the daydreams are usually brought about by emotions. So often catastrophic. You have a worry and the worry takes you off into a nightmare, a daytime nightmare of sorts. So once you recognize this, that this is something that the mind has this capacity to do, it can take you into the past and you find yourself in all of this pain and trauma, or it takes you into the future and you find yourself living in this dream all worry and fear and catastrophic thinking. You can go either way, and most people spend most of their life either here in this imaginal realm or here in this imaginal realm, in the past or in the future. So what about when you start recognizing this, in terms of your knowledge, you can instantaneously bring yourself back to the future, bring yourself back to the present, to your own being, because your being is the self of every vastu, of every vritti that is there. There's no distance between you and the vritti. So it takes a moment of awareness to bring you back. And then with some analysis, what we call, you know, vichara, some analysis of the situation, you ask yourself, do I want to be here and live here, or do I want to have an imaginal life? And I would say it is better, it is so much better to be here. And here is handleable. This is Ishwara. Your body, mind, sense organs, all of your capacities belong here as part of Ishwara's story. You have everything you need. The whole story is your prarabdha, and it's here in the present. Here you can handle. these other things you can't handle because the imagination is usually negative. It's not very often a positive imagination. When it's a positive imagination, then you're usually here, present, imagining it, which is fine. You're in the present. You're creative. You're thinking about what to do, how this could work, how that could work. You know? It's the negative ones that are problematic. So you just need to learn this skill in the light of your knowledge to come home and deal with what is here in front of you. That's all. That is Swamiji's life. That's it. He said, that is it. I'm just expanding on it and trying to flesh it out so that you know. That's all. He doesn't do all of this stuff. He doesn't bother. He comes here to be. You do whatever Bhagawan is asking you in this situation. What is your dharma in the situation? So what you have to do in terms of antakarana shuddhi, yeah, there's something to do. In light of your knowledge, you recognize this capacity of the mind that has run errant, you know, in a way that is not helpful, you know. You recognize that and you realize, in light of your knowledge, that you can pull it back. Now the question is, yeah, but I don't want to pull it back. I want to suffer in this hell that I've created. Yeah. You know, I because for some sort of justification. Yeah. And so that means what you should do then, you pull it back and do that inner child work. Work with yourself on why you're doing this. And talk to the little child and start getting into your feelings.
When you speak daydream, I go like, when was the last time I daydreamed? When I was a child, when I was young, I was daydreaming.
Yeah.
You know, pleasant fantasy. But as an adult, I'm having nightmares.
Usually nightmares.
Because the scenario is, oh, the past, oh, the future.
It's worry, yeah. Yeah, that's true, like with a little child, if they haven't been abused, you know. They'll just be fantasizing, they'll be playing, you know. They're not usually playing out a nightmare. Though actually with young children that we can work with, sometimes they are playing out over and over and over the nightmare they experienced, you know, in order to process it. That's why we say even for adults, one thing we do with adults in therapy, just like a child naturally does, it's naturally curative for the child to play out, like if mommy beats daddy, or daddy beats mommy, for instance. The child's experienced that. Then you'll see it in play, doing it over and over and over again. You know, trying to understand it or to somehow process it, work it out. And that's why you can say that if you say to the little child, oh, it looks like daddy's beating mommy, you know, and then the child will be doing it and start talking to you about it. And that's curative. So we say when somebody's in adults, when they've gone through a trauma, like some sort of post-traumatic stress or some big trauma, it's so helpful for them to go over that in detail over and over and over again. I think it relieves the stress and to say, tell another person you're being held. You know, it's kind of like there's a lot of affect when you're telling it over and over again. But if you're just telling it to yourself, that could be re-traumatizing. But if you're telling it to your therapist or to the right person, you know, then that you come to terms with it and the affect is expelled. You know, like say you say it over and over and over again, you cry about it and, you know, work it through and you let the mind hold these emotions, but it's being held in a loving environment. It tends to be very curative. The moon. Yeah. And Surya, everything is light. That's Ishwara, right? Surya, the sun, the one who lights up everything, the eyes. The eyes stand for all the sense organs. So this is the, you know, the present. Mind is internal, the manas, the moody, the moony mind. Okay, so let's stop there. Oh, yes. Om swasti prajabhyah paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishah go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu kale varshatu parjanyah prativi sasya shalini desho yamsho barahitah Brahmana santu nirbhayaha. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha. Sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschit dukkha bhak bhavet. Asato ma sadgamaya. Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. Mrityorma amatam gamaya. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha. Harihi Om.